Cooking a decent meal in a bedsitter is not just a matter of finding something that can be cooked over a single gas ring. It's a problem of finding somewhere to put down the fork while you take the lid off the saucepan and then finding somewhere else to put the lid. It's having your hands covered with flour and a pot boiling over onto your landlady's carpet and no water to mop up any of it nearer than the bathroom at the other end of the landing. However, with imagination and common sense, all of this can be surmounted, and excellent meals can be cooked without fuss, even in the daintiest of lodgings. Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden. Inspired by Cooking in a Bedsitter by Catherine Whitehorn. Episode 1. Mutton Rissoles.
Mum, I'm keeping the rug.
If it didn't have moths when you bought it, it must have now. And what is that unsightly stain in the corner?
Oh, tripe Catalan. I tripped over my gondola basket.
I could always use it on my allotment to keep down the weeds, Pat, love. I've been doing you a favour.
Oh, well, as long as your new flatmate's prepared to give it house room, you don't want to antagonise her from day one.
Rightio. I'll start loading the car if my suspension will take it.
You're stubborn, Pat, love. I'll give you that.
Oh, must have inherited it from you. Still calling me Pat when I've been Trisha nearly a year. Can you check the cutlery drawer?
We certainly didn't see you staying here. How long is it?
11 months, 1 week, 3 days. Mum, drawer!
There you are. One teaspoon in desperate need of a polish.
Thank you.
I didn't think you'd last 11 minutes. Is she nice, this Moira?
I've only met her once. You know I'm only moving because the rent's going up here.
You looking to move just as Brenda's daughter's after a new flatmate. It's fate, isn't it?
I'm casting my fate to the wind. New job too?
What was wrong with your old job? Good prospects, well within your range of skills, and you'd just been promoted. But you're a grown-up. In some ways. Not for me to stick my oar in.
Other mothers would go on and on. The editor said I could do an interview soon, even though I'm only a secretary. Could be anyone. Twinkle, Donovan, Sooty. Right, that's everything. Tell Dad I'm ready. I'll just have one last look.
Good idea. You'd leave your head behind if it wasn't screwed on.
Thank you, grotty wardrobe where I found my copy of Cooking in a Bedsitter. Thank you, gas ring that got me started. Oh, bye-bye, bedsitter. We looked after each other, didn't we? You take care of the next Trisha Stapleton. And the one after that. And get the landlady to treat you to a new flipping wardrobe.
Will you have your own bedroom in this new place?
Afraid not. But I've shared loads of times. Brownies, school trips, that summer at Auntie Hazel's, when Anita sang Jerusalem in her sleep.
Anyway, you might be moving again in the not too distant.
Will I?
Well, I was only thinking, this Robert swept you off your feet fairly sharpish. Maybe he'll sweep you down the aisle before you know it.
You've only been going out for a few weeks.
Me and your dad were only going out a month when he proposed.
It was the war. Nobody was thinking straight.
Look at Peter Sellers and Britt Eklund. Hardly knew each other, but they're soulmates for life.
I need to meet him first.
Peter Sellers?
This Robert. Nobody's sweeping Pat off her feet without my say-so.
Tell your dad how you met. Go on, Pat, love.
I was in a cafe in Soho. Someone bumped into me and I spilled frothy coffee all over him. And he apologised.
That's because he's from Guildford. Pat's new chap is from Guildford, Len.
Good for him.
That's it, Dad. Jellicoe Road. Number 28's halfway down on the right. Just past the gents.
Brenda's daughter lives near a gent. Oh, no, Pat, love. I don't think so.
Sugar.
The landlord calls it a twin bedsitter because it's got two gas rings. Need a hand, Tricia?
Can I put my ball fighting poster above my bed?
Only if you use sellotape.
Do that once we've gone, Pat, love. Your tea's getting cold.
Another Kunzel cake, Mrs. Stapleton?
I won't, but he will.
Don't mind if I do.
How long have you lived here, Moira?
2 years. The first year by myself, then Neris, then Jenny. Neris was after Jenny. Then Angela, now Tricia.
Are they all buried in the garden?
Lent? Rillington Place is just down the road. Ask Moira about the other tenants.
Why me?
What my husband wanted to know is this a respectable house? There were all sorts in Pat's last place.
My old bedsitter was fine. So are my neighbours. There's Audrey and Josie on the first floor. They've got a twin bedsitter too, but with a double bed. Sleeping together in one bed must drive them potty.
Best pals. Oh, that's nice. Who's across the landing?
Miss Blatchington and Claude.
Is he foreign?
Oh, her cat, Claude Debussy. She's a piano teacher.
Agreed, it's not exactly Park Lane. And I'd hope that gents doesn't give off odours when the wind's in the east. But Moira will soon settle you in, Pat Love, won't you, Moira?
And I'll make us our tea. It's my favourite tonight.
When we think of English cooking at its best, we instinctively think of vast 19th century ranges, the huge oven barely containing the enormous sirloin, and of a gnarled retainer tottering in from the kitchen garden with soil-fresh vegetables. This is impossible on a gas ring. Indeed, bedsitter people have far more natural kinship with nomads brewing up in the desert over a small fire of camel dung, or impoverished Italian peasants eking out 3 shrimps and a lump of cheese with half a cartload of spaghetti. The first thing a bedsitter cook must do is abandon the notion of meat and 2 veg.
Peas pudding on toast. Ketchup? Crikey. I don't know yet. Does it help? Or I've got my nan's pickle-lily, but it stains the plate. Dig in. Of course, this is normally Tuesday.
Sorry?
Oh, Monday's beans on toast, Tuesday's peas pudding on toast, Wednesday's sardines on toast, Thursday's corned beef on toast, and Friday's macaroni on toast. With tin peaches for afters.
You don't have something tinned every day, do you? That would be... That would be what? Easy to remember?
Oh, well, you won't remember it straight off, so there's a schedule taped to the cupboard door.
Ah.
Angela used to cook fish, cabbage, kidneys. Food smells everywhere. Disgusting. We were always arguing about it. And then she just left. No warning, no goodbye. And you know what she did? She left a Tupperware box of liver under her bed. And don't tell me it was an accident. Took me a fortnight to find it.
That's terrible.
I thought we'd have peas pudding 2 days running. To get back on schedule. Lucky us, eh?
Mmm.
Every evening, when all my dish workers suit, I call my baby. And let's go watch her with you. I met some movies, but she don't seem to dig that. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. By digging records, this sounds a groovy hi-fi. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say yeah, yeah.
What is peas pudding exactly?
It's like wallpaper paste, but without the flavour. Honestly, Robert, she'd eat it every night if she didn't have a schedule.
Well, stay at my place then. You've had an open invitation ever since that day you spilled your coffee.
It was an accident.
I'm used to birds throwing themselves at me, but not hot beverages. Thought you might have wrecked my wedding tackle. But it's all in full working order.
I know it is.
Stay the night and I'll show you.
I will. Soon. Can we change the subject?
We'd better. We'll need to throw that ice bucket over me.
Where are we going tonight?
Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames at the Flamingo. We're on the guest list.
How do you manage that?
I found a bijou little maisonette in Chelsea for one of Clive's guys at Columbia.
Who's Clive?
Clive Powell? Georgie Fame! Oh. You didn't think he was born with that moniker, did you?
I just thought, lucky surname for a singer. He could have been born, Brian Obscurity.
You are adorable, Tricia Stapleton.
And you, Robert Murray, are very lucky I didn't spill my coffee over some other dishy guy.
Are you awake?
No.
Ha ha, very funny. Were you out with your boyfriend tonight?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Tell me all about him.
I'll tell you tomorrow over sardines on toast.
It's beans on toast. Tell me now.
Robert, he's 27, he's got a pad in Paddington.
A Paddington pad?
He works for an estate agent. Blonde, curly hair, green eyes. What else?
Well, who does he look like?
Do you mean what does he look like?
Who? He must look like someone.
Cross between Brian Jones and Steve McQueen.
Really? Have you... You know...
Moira!
Ah, so you have.
I haven't. Well, not with Robert, anyway.
Ah.
My ex-fiancé, Keith. We broke up last year. There was someone else, but it stopped before it could start. My turn.
None of your business.
Rightio, then. Night-night, Moira.
That doesn't mean I haven't.
Good for you. Sleep tight.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
Moira, I really need to sleep. I'm doing my first ever interview tomorrow.
For your magazine.
Stella, your weekly mix of pop, guys and gear.
My mum wouldn't have it in the house. I read Bunty. Who are you interviewing?
Carl Conway.
From Radio Caroline. You are?
Nobody else wanted to do it. I'm a bit nervous, actually.
Practice on me. Go on, ask me what my star sign is. Or my favourite colour. Do I sleep in gym jams or in the nuddy?
Night-night, Moira.
Oh, go on, Tricia. It'll be fun.
Shh. Shh. Hi, the grooviest job in the world. Swear to God, the freaking best. At Radio 5KA in Adelaide. All the hits, all the time. But Annabelle lives in London and I fall head over heels. Aww. So I move halfway across the frickin' world to be with her. Hey, you aren't eating.
Oh, I can't do shorthand at the same time. What's your star sign, Mr. Conway?
Capricorn, the goat. You know, the one with the horn. You've eaten goat curry? There's a fat place in Brixton. So I move to London to be with her. But the only gig I can get is on a freaking ship anchored off Felixstowe. And she says do it because, you know why she wanted me to work for Radio Caroline?
To play all the hits all the time?
Because she was stooping one of the Yardbirds roadies. And you don't have to hide him in the closet if your guy's barfing over the side of a ship in the North Sea. Try the naan bread. Go on, honey. What else do you want to know?
Let's see. Who's better, the Beatles or the Stones?
Then she forgets I'm on leave and that's when I catch them. In my bed. Stones for dancing, Beatles for ballads.
Right.
So I break his nose. And I'm the one who gets arrested. Can you believe that?
Did I ask you your favourite chat-up line?
You two-timing, cold-hearted bitch. That's what I said to her the last time I saw her. Hey, you free this afternoon? We could smoke a little Mary Jane, fool around. Anyone tell you you've got cute knees? Are those tights or bare skin?
Oh, no, stop it. I've got to get back to the office.
Ah, too bad. You missed the boat. Pardon the pun. I've got to meet a guy in Chelsea.
But,
see ya, honey.
But I haven't asked you what makes a girl great on a date. Mr. Conway, please, you're my first ever interview.
Would you like anything else, miss?
And my last ever.
Let me take some of these plates. Tricia?
Deepak, flipping heck.
Likewise.
What are you doing here?
Clearing the table. My favourite part of this job.
I can't believe it's you.
London is a large city, but such encounters are not entirely impossible. You look very...
Very what?
What was it on the cover of your Honey magazine? Oh yes, very young, gay and get ahead. Were you dining with the man who just left?
I was interviewing him for Stella magazine.
He eats here often and he never tips. You're a journalist now.
Not really. You're a waiter now.
Not really. I sometimes help out my Uncle Manish at lunchtime. Would you like the bill?
They'll all laugh at me.
Who will?
Everyone at Stella. He ate everything on the menu. You're
always the Kashmiri lamb. Sometimes three portions. He's not just rude, but greedy.
And all I got out for him is that he's a creep.
I could have told you that for free.
Oh, I can't go back empty-handed. They'll never let me interview anyone ever again.
Okay, I finish here in 20 minutes. I can help. But you will first have to come with me to my real job.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. And you to me are soft as summer rain at dawn in lovely shade. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet begins to crumble.
Is she your girlfriend, Mr. Teapot? Are you, Biss?
Julie, don't be impudent. You're supposed to be keeping an eye on Gary, so run along.
Oh, he's being a right little Herbert. Oi, Gary, Mum said no jumping in puddles.
Mr. Teapot.
One of the kids called me that on my first day and it stuck.
It suits you. What is this place?
Rendell Street Adventure Playground. The kids call it The Venture. I work here.
As a doctor?
Oh, I gave all that up. It gave me up. Hey, Desmond, stop hitting Clark or I'll take that hammer away. But obviously my medical skills are useful when a kid falls off the roof or gets bashed with a plank of wood.
How did Dr. Deepak turn into Mr. Teapot?
Not important right now. He'll sit over here. But come on. So, you must return to your office having interviewed this DJ...
Who wouldn't answer my questions but still thought I'd go off and smoke reefers with him.
For that, I shall add extra chili to his next portion of Kashmiri lamb. Maybe not just chili. My uncle is a journalist in Delhi.
Uncle Manish?
Uncle Rav. I have many uncles. He interviews all the film stars. Do you know why they like him? Because he never actually meets them and makes up their answers so that when the interview is published, they sound clever, interesting, and most friendly. You can do the same. You will be doing your Mr. Conway a favor.
I can't.
Good afternoon, Miss Stapleton. I am a DJ from Radio Catherine, and I am delighted to meet you. Please ask your questions.
But I don't understand. Oh, I see.
I'm all ears.
What's your star sign? Oh, no, I've got that. And the Beatles versus Stones thing.
My favorite food is Kashmiri lamb. My favorite kind of girl has blonde hair and blue eyes. Very much like you. What else?
What makes a girl great on a date?
Excellent question, Miss Stapleton. Someone who makes me smile, who makes delicious picnics, and is most appreciative of my spicy aloo pakoras.
Excellent answer, Mr. Conway. Now I know why my editor sent me. This is a test.
And if you return with your interview, you will have passed with a gold star. Next question.
Why did you stop studying to be a doctor, Deepak?
Oh, I need to supervise the kids. Come for a meal at the restaurant, and I'll tell you. The Kashmiri lamb is mediocre, but the butter chicken is almost as good as my mother's.
Oh, I don't know, Deepak.
I do, Trisha. What's wrong with two old neighbours, what's the expression? Chewing the cud.
It's been nice seeing you, but...
I'll be there on Thursday at 7:30. You are most welcome to join me. And now I must rescue Clark from Desmond before he needs a proper doctor. Hey, Desmond! Hammer down! Now!
Then she goes with her nose in the air. Funny how love can be.
Most cookery books begin with the portrait in profile of the planned cow. This amiable beast is covered with dotted lines, like a map, and the idea is to show the uninitiated where their piece of beef should come from. I'm sorry to deny my readers this pretty sight. It is really more use to know what it looks like when you buy it than to know what it looked like when it was somebody's mother or son. Here are some recipes using corned beef. Corned beef hash, page 83. Fry one chopped onion in oil. Meanwhile, mix a half tin of corned beef with herbs, two or three cooked potatoes.
Ooh, that smells beefy. Corned beef Thursday.
My second favourite after Peas Pudding Tuesday. Could you toast the bread?
I thought I'd make us something from cooking in a bedsitter. How about mutton rissoles?
But it's Thursday.
Oh, mutton rissoles are so delicious and dead easy to make.
No! Look, I've already melted 4 tablespoons of lard, and that nimble needs eating because of the mould.
Suddenly I'm not very hungry.
There's snowballs with condensed milk for afters.
I just need to pop out for a... I have to post the letter. Start without me.
More swagaloo?
No more, please, Deepak.
Do you want to insult my uncle?
Do you want to treat me for death by spinach?
Well, I could certainly refer you to a specialist for patients who put samosas in their handbags.
That's my breakfast. Tell me what happened, Deepak. Why aren't you going to be a doctor anymore?
I'd rather tell you what makes a girl great on a date. Okay. After your father insulted me, I had no choice but to move out.
Why didn't you leave an address?
I was too angry. A friend put me up on his settee. Then, when a room became vacant in his house, I took it.
I came home from work and your door was open. Your room looked like you'd never been there. Just a faint smell of dal.
I thought it best not to say goodbye. When you take a dressing off a wound, you must do it quickly, cleanly. I had no taste for my studies and I knew I couldn't be a doctor. I thought my parents would understand.
Did they?
Of course not. They ordered me home, but I said no. So they stopped my allowance. That's when Uncle Manish came to my aid. He dropped out of law school 20 years ago, so he understood my plight.
And the adventure playground?
I found myself helping some kids to build a go-kart and they gave me a job. So with that, plus the wages from the restaurant, I am still stony broke. But I am happy. As you can see, I couldn't be happier.
Oh, me too, Deepak. I couldn't be happier too. I love my new job and my editor loved my Carl Conway interview. And I have a boyfriend, Robert.
So that's why you couldn't be happier. You are very obviously a girl who is great on a date. I'm pleased for you, Trisha.
Are you awake?
No.
That wasn't very nice, just going off like that.
I had to post a letter.
For 4 hours?
I bumped into an old friend at the letterbox.
A girlfriend or a boyfriend?
A boyfriend, not a boyfriend. Night-night, then.
Was it the corned beef? I won't use so much lard next time.
Honestly, Moira, if I have to eat something tinned on toast every night for the rest of my life, I might be the next Angela.
Well, I did German at school.
I did French. Am I missing something?
Well, instead of domestic science, I did German. I don't know how to cook.
Oh, it's easy, especially with 2 gas rings. You pick something from cooking in a bedsitter and we'll make it together.
Okay. Was Carl Conway nice?
He couldn't have been nicer.
Does he sleep in Jim Jams or in the nutty?
Night-night, Moira.
I'm not allowed to take personal calls, Robert.
Pretend you're interviewing Roger Daltrey.
Anyway, what do you want? I haven't got long.
That's no way to speak to a pop star.
They're sending me on my second interview this afternoon. Twinkle tells Stella magazine what makes a guy great on a date.
Oh, that's easy. A touch of the Steve McQueen's around the eyes, fabulous kisser, brand new sports car, a big bed in Paddington and ricicles for breakfast.
Shush, I love work.
Me too, baby, and it's quite a turn on.
I can't, Robert, not tonight.
Oh, what's with the cold shoulder, baby? Anyone would think you'd met someone else.
That's nonsense. Of course I haven't met anyone else. Honestly, that is the most ridiculous thing to say. That's nonsense.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
I mean, that is just
baby,
ridiculous. It is, Robert.
So, are we cool for tonight?
I've told you. I've got plans, okay? Moira, do you want this cookery lesson or not?
Or not. Why don't I do us some yummy Spam on toast? The bread's only 3 days old.
No more tins, no more toast. Starting now.
The thing is, Tricia, I'm a teensy bit tired tonight. We were ever so busy at work.
Guess what? Me too. Dinner with Robert in a fancy restaurant would have been just the ticket, but I turned him down. For Spam on mouldy toast.
With a pickled onion garnish.
If I ring him now, he can pick me up in 10 minutes.
All right, then. But I refuse to cook cabbage, anything grey or anything with eyes. What are we making?
Page 89. Mutton rissoles. And I got some nice carrots at Berwick Street Market.
You'd rather be with him, though, wouldn't you?
I would. He said I'm his favourite kind of girl and he likes my smile. Robert, you mean? Of course not, Moira. This is fun.
Is it?
Look, why don't I do the rissoles and you watch? Moira, what is it?
Not being funny or anything, Tricia, but that mutton looks ever so grey.
Mix chopped onions, minced mutton, one egg and one slice crumbled bread with tomato paste. Add a little water if it seems dry. Form into balls to deep fry or flat cakes if shallow frying. Eat with pre-cooked potatoes or rice, see page 78. Or a tinned vegetable that will heat while the rissoles drain on clean newspaper.
In Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden, Tricia was played by Beattie Edmondson, Deepak by Nikesh Patel, and Moira by Isabella Inchbald. Robert was Clive Haywood, June Ellie Darville, Len Rupert Holiday Evans, Carl Adam Fitzgerald, and Julie Abby Andrews. Extracts from Catherine Whitehorn's Cooking in a Bedsitter were read by Eleanor Bronn. The director was Emma Harding.